gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Oh my.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday in real world. Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
Amy, we got a special guest in the building.
Yes, we do. Lord Hemerson.
I'm going to hit you with the Nori. You got to relax. All the way from Philly. It's Philly. Nah, he in the building. He just here. What you got in there? Whopper? Impossible Whopper. Oh God. Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to step out. Only beef around here, pause. But yeah, shout out to Philly, man. He came through. Appreciate you being here, man. Observing. He gonna be on Kane's show, so check out the Kane and Zabel podcast. After you listen to this, Wednesday. So it's Wednesday. So yeah. But Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Really, really good.
Oh God. Uncomfortable. Nah, but that's good. You ready to jump into this?
Let's do it. This was hard.
Hey yo. What's the topic we talking about?
So we are talking about movies or shows that you can only watch once because either they are traumatizing,
mm-hmm,
or because they are trash.
Oh, all trash. See, all of mine are traumatizing.
All of mine are traumatizing.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get into the trash.
Okay.
Because I don't really have, because you could go down a whole long list of like, I don't want to say Tubi because people say Tubi movies and then it throws all of this. So I want to say like low budget type movies, mm-hmm, stuff like that, or just, you know. But
well, you
yeah
know how I feel about Tubi movies. So
I don't feel no kind of way about them. Sometimes the acting is bad, but I don't feel no kind of way about
it. Okay,
the Tubi
movies. We on the same page with traumatizing.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. So I've been thinking about this a while though. Like what movies that. This one movie in particular that I just can't watch. Period. Over.
I bet it's on my list.
It has to be. And I don't have too many of those types of movies, but it's just two. You get just a certain feeling.
There's one on my list that I watched in like 2000. And I remember where I was when I was watching it. I remember saying, I never want to see this again. I knew I wanted it to be on my list, but I could not remember why.
Was it bad? Is it a bad movie or just...
It was traumatizing.
Oh, okay.
I could not remember why. So here's what I did last night.
Okay.
I watched it.
Was it the same feeling?
It was the same feeling. Like I did not get good sleep last night. Like this movie was in my dreams all night long.
Was it spirits in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh God, I know what it is. It's my favorite word. That's what it was, ain't it?
Why? Get out my list.
Hey, yo. You gave too many clues.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, now I remember.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to go first?
You can chip it off.
Okay, so my movie, my number five, is Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay,
it's a newer movie. Now one of the reasons is the movie is like 3.5 hours long. Great movie. Is it De Niro, Pacino? I always get them two mixed up. It's one of them to win it.
We did this last week.
Yes, we did. The greatest act of all time.
It's De Niro.
The greatest act of all time is in it. He plays a little. Radio-ish character. Leo is in it. And it highlights one of the Native American lands that's out in like Oklahoma, but it tells the story of some Native Americans. They got, you know, the Native Americans from the East Coast got pushed out to Oklahoma and stuff, you know, Trail of Tears and all that kind of shit.
You just talked about this movie.
Yeah, I did.
On another show.
Yeah. And they found oil.
Mm-hmm.
Or oil. Or all.
Earl.
That's how y'all say it?
Not me.
Oh, we say all. Like we had the all mill and Dawson. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. And so they got rich,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the white people just couldn't let Native Americans be rich.
Of course.
Wanted a piece of the pie.
Of course.
So they went out there and found ways to get the money. But like the thing that made it make it to where I can't watch it again is because like they were doing such diabolical shit. It just make you mad.
Yeah.
Like they were straight up just killing the people.
Yeah.
And it'll make you mad. And like I ain't spoiling the movie because it happened in real life. So it's like documented or whatever. But it's a good movie. You can watch it one time. And I think at the Grammys this year, what's the name? The Ohave tribe or nation or whatever. Ohave or something like that. Whatever
Osage?
That tribe. Osage.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hm.
They got, they. It was like, they were represented at the
Oscars.
Yeah,
a bunch of them showed up in their
traditional garb.
Yeah.
They put that shit on,
mm-hmm.
as it were. and they were there. So that's my number
five.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Just because it just, you know, the treatment of them people made me angry.
Okay, so my five is a movie that came out around the time we were at Bentry.
Okay.
Because I have, this is why I remember it so vividly.
Mm-hmm.
It's The Ring.
Oh, wow.
So I remember watching that movie. And if you remember, there's a part in the movie where the TV went like staticky.
Uh-huh.
And the little girl climbed out of the TV.
Yeah, static TVs at your house?
Well, I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, my God.
And the cable went out. So the TV went to the static.
Uh-huh.
And if you just got finished watching The Ring, and then you see the static TV,
oh.
I'm thinking, little girl about to pop out the motherfucker, because why is that static
Did
on the TV?
Holler?
I was watching BET.
Did you wake up hollering?
I didn't wake up hollering, but that was just, yeah, that was a lot. That was too much for me. I'm not a scary movie person, and that was just too much for me.
Yeah, I don't watch them kind of movies just because of demons.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bitch.
It was the middle of the day, too.
That's kind of the reason why I won't watch one of mine, my number, it's my honorable mention one. Yeah, I did take that off the list, but yeah. Oh, you said it was the middle of the day?
Yeah.
So you woke up in the middle of it didn't matter about The Ring, though, because that stuff happened all during the day. Like, wasn't it a scene with a whole bunch of deer in the road?
And they just
stopped the lady? Oh, yeah, you wouldn't remember because you only watched it once.
That was enough for me.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I didn't think you were going to go there with your number five, but here we are. My number four is very traumatizing. Again, it happened in real life. It was the, and I'm giving all these clues like I'm Alex Trebek or something. It was the directorial debut of Ryan Coogler. And
Mm-mm.
maybe the one of the best acting roles of Mr. Iraq himself,
Mm-mm.
Michael B. Jordan,
Mm-mm.
Fruitvale Station.
Mm-mm.
That movie make you mad.
Yeah. One and done.
Cause he was just doing regular.
It was just a regular day.
Just a regular
and
day.
He was a regular guy.
Wasn't his girlfriend's birthday or something like that?
Yes.
He went to the little fish market. They went to the market and all kind of stuff, just walking around, being, you know. Just a regular day.
That movie hurt. Oh.
Yeah, that was
I want to say I cried.
I can't watch that movie again.
Yeah.
And you know.
Never.
It was a true story. Did the transit guy get in trouble? Any trouble?
I don't remember.
Did they
not in the movie, but I don't know if he did in real life. Yeah.
Did cause that was like in Oakland or San Francisco, mm-hmm. or something like that. It was over there on the West Coast.
Yeah, that one was traumatizing. And that came out like before all of the Black Lives Matter stuff, mm-hmm. all of like Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like it came out before all of that.
It was before the internet was popping like that, really. Because I want to say that happened in like, matter of fact, I ain't want to guess. It came out in
13? What? But it was based on Oscar Grant in 2009.
So yeah, Twitter wasn't what it was. None of that. Especially not in 2009. Twitter was just not getting going good.
Yeah, because that's when I joined Twitter.
Facebook really wasn't what, because you barely could get Facebook on your phone back then. So But hell, I knew about it anyway. So that's my number four. What's your number four?
My number four is, what's the Samuel Jackson? I just put Snakes on the Plane, but I think that's actually the name of the movie.
Snakes on the Plane? Oh, that's just a bad movie.
It was the snakes.
Oh.
I don't fuck with snakes like that, even though I'm wearing a ring with a snake on it. I don't fuck with snakes. Like, oh, I spent a whole summer not going into my backyard because of snakes.
Oh.
Like, yeah, that was traumatizing for me.
Dang, I wasn't even thinking about that. You know what traumatized me? That's kind of on that same vein, but I didn't think about those types of movies. I had to stop watching that new Adam Sandler movie. So he has a movie that's on Netflix. I forgot the name.
The one
of
where
it.
He was getting beat up?
No, not the one where he was getting beat up. He's like an astronaut, and he's on this mission to see some kind of space cloud or whatever. He's, mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of futuristic or whatever. And in the movie, he sees a spider. He thinks the spider is like a big-ass spider. Like, bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks the spider is, he going crazy because he's been by himself for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out the spider is like an alien race type spider and shit, can talk to him telepathically.
Wow.
Yes. So, when I first saw that big ass spider, I was like, oh, nope, can't watch this shit.
So, do you have arachnophobia?
Yeah, when they're bigger than Zydrunas Zilgowskis.
Like, okay, so that spider that I killed in my backyard that day, would you have been able to kill that spider?
How big was it?
The one that shows y'all the picture. It was about the size of a Gatorade lid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I killed that with my bare hands.
Oh, okay.
I mean, with a napkin and smash it, you know what I'm saying? But just a big-ass spider where you can see all eight of his eyes and his mouth.
Yeah. I killed one in my garage last week. Don't worry, the guy coming Wednesday. But I killed one in my garage Wednesday. Last week, and, like, the babies... The scatter.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh my God. Let me call this exterminator.
Yeah, I can't get with that. I like our little Duval's be playing a no can do. Them little babies. What number we on? Oh yeah, we on your number four.
That was my four.
That was your four.
Snakes.
Snakes on the plane. Was it two levels on that plane?
I don't think so.
My number three is a movie where I read the book after I watched the movie, and the movie is traumatizing. What? I hope it ain't what I think it is.
Huh? What movie? What movie? What's the movie?
Why are you gasping? I'm about to
foreshadowing?
I'm about to send you to HR. I'm about to send you to HR.
Foreshadowing.
I'm glad this ain't on video. Precious.
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever read the book?
I did not read the book. I know what's in the book.
Yeah, the book is called Push. And one of the scenes in Precious, because the book kind of mirrored the movie kind of mirrored the book or whatever, but it's one scene where
I know where you're going.
Monique's character calls Precious upstairs, mm-hmm. and she goes upstairs, and then it fades to black, and mm-hmm. then it comes back, and it does something.
You hear
something
like
else,
some
whatever.
Moaning, like.
I don't even remember hearing the moaning in the movie, but in the book, and that scene, when she calls her up to the room or whatever,
mm-hmm.
she makes her daughter perform Cunnilingus on her.
Yep.
And when she does that, she describes how stank her mama is, and. Smell like rotten fish and all this and that and blah, blah, blah. I don't think they spell this out early in the movie, but in the book, they spell out that Precious's daughter
is her daddy.
Her dad's daughter.
That's why she ain't right. That's
yeah,
why the
that's
little
why the girl, yeah. And it's a whole bunch of other little stuff in that book or whatever that I didn't really pay. Because when you talk about the movie, most of the scenes in the movie is... the mama fussing at her and mm-hmm. going to down to the welfare, whatever. Her stealing the bucket of chicken and running, mm-hmm. but all of that other little stuff you don't really pay that too much attention. But reading the book, I'm like, man, I can't watch that movie no more, man. Even though Monique did a real good job, Mariah Carey is unrecognizable and does a real good job.
I really did not know it was her while I was watching the movie.
For real?
I did not know that was Mariah.
Well, you think all white people looking like anyway. But yeah, so.
Yeah, because Zoe Kravitz is in it too, right? Lenny Kravitz is in it, right? He's a teacher?
No, what's the girl? Zoe Saldana is in it. Isn't she a social worker in it?
I thought that was Mariah.
No, Mariah's a social worker. Is at the welfare. But isn't the teacher at the school... What's that girl? The girl that played 50 Cent girlfriend in Get Rich or Die Trying.
Lenny Kravitz is he's a nurse at the wherever.
Uh-huh.
But I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyway. So yeah, that's my number three movie. What's your number three?
My number three is Cujo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Cujo fucked up dogs for me. My kids will never have pets.
That's a good one.
Because, no, I don't do dogs. I'm sorry. And then like I was standing in my yard last week. Just standing in the backyard because I can go to my backyard now. Uh-huh. But and my neighbor's dog.
He got out.
Yeah. He just ran up on me.
What kind of dog is it?
I don't know. I don't know. It got like stripes. Like why the dog got stripes? Like what? But anyway, it's a friendly dog. Cause like he's scary, like uh-huh. It's cause when I screamed, because I screamed.
Oh, he ran away.
He ran away. Yeah, that dog was on second loop last week. Like he just be everywhere.
But it's your neighbor's dog.
Yeah. But yeah, Cujo. Of course, if you haven't seen it yet, it's about a woman and her son. And they get trapped by a dog
in the hot sun.
Yeah, in a car, in a Pinto.
That was a Pinto.
That was a Pinto. And cause the car won't start. But the dog is like terrorizing them and they just in the car. She tries to make a run for it to get in the house. Of course, Cujo attacks. But
don't he jump through the house?
Yeah.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. But then like the neighbor kill him or some shit?
Yeah, somebody came and rescued them. Yeah. But yeah.
Big Cujo. I used to think that was a Rottweiler, but it really was like a St. Bernard or some shit.
It wasn't a chill.
Nah, that's
no, just no. No, that's another.
Child's wasn't even out back
that
then.
That was another traumatizing story from my childhood.
Shout out to the Spears family down the street. They had a child named Littlefoot, and we had a lab named Coco.
Littlefoot.
Yeah. Littlefoot had sex with Coco, made babies.
Aww.
And guess who had to keep the puppies?
The daddy.
The mama.
The mama? Oh, wow.
We had a mama. We had a mama. The mama keep the baby.
But the child story is, for the people from Lamar, y'all probably remember this, when my sister got hit by a car. We were running from a child, a child that got out. We all ran one way. Her headed ass ran the other way, and a car hit her.
Child get her?
At the Red Barn. No.
Y'all was far down? So y'all live by the Red Barn?
We could walk to the Red Barn.
So y'all live kind of close to Green Acres?
Not Green Acres. Green Acres close to Timminsville? Acres? No.
Oh, I thought the Red Barn was on that street.
The Red Barn is in Cypress.
Oh, y'all stayed out there?
Mm-hmm.
So what's that down there by the... like a little bit down from Green Acres.
I know. I can't think of the name.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Oh, so when I hear about the Red Barn, we talking about Cypress. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, the Red Barn was never... Well, it wasn't red when I was a kid. But
that's just the name of it.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Red Barn. So where we on number two?
Mm-hmm.
My number two was a series on Netflix, miniseries. It was very traumatizing how they did these kids. Yeah, you don't know, huh?
No, I don't.
When They See Us.
Nope.
You didn't watch it?
Never watching it. Nope. Mm. I don't need to see that.
Good acting job by these kids, especially the one kid who played the one guy. Can't think of his name because I didn't watch it enough to remember. Santana? Something like that.
He won an award for that.
He did.
And when he went up to get his award, Niecy Nash and her titties gave him like the biggest hug.
Was she in
that movie? Biggest embrace. No, she wasn't. She was just there.
Mm. I need to win an award. So Niecy Nash and her titties can give me a hug. Maybe I don't have to win an award. What can I do to get Niecy Nash to give me a big titty hug?
I don't know. You know she
done had dick before. Once you go dick, you up, you'll get back stick. Ain't that how it go? She just anyway. Shout out to but that was a good movie. Shout out to Precious. I mean not Precious, Delicious. Cause that's how she got her husband.
Oh, Niecy Nash was in the movie.
I thought she was. Okay. Yeah, she was in the movie. She played one of the mothers, I think. I think she played a mother. But yeah, When They See Us is about, they call them the Exonerated Five now, but it was the Central Park Five back in the day. This is one of the reasons why I don't see how y'all niggas can support Donald Trump, because he put out a full page ad in the paper, trying to get these boys locked up, and they did get locked up for several years for something they didn't do. Finally, somebody, what did he do? Somebody confessed to it while one of them was in jail. It was like they really did it. Then they got DNA and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Central Park 5, When They See Us, well, Exonerated 5. So that's my number two. What's your number two?
My number two is Roots. And basically all the slave movies.
Even Django?
Django ain't no slave movie. I mean, it is a slave comedy. Django is a slave comedy.
I don't think they were trying to be funny for most of the parts.
But and you know what? I got a story behind this too, because that's what's wrong with these damn kids. We need to make these kids watch Roots. But anyway, I didn't see Roots with my family. Mm-hmm. My mama didn't make me watch it. I saw Roots in school. Like, they can't even show Roots in school no more.
No, because it didn't happen. They showed back. Slaves wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Roots is lying.
Yeah, me and my boy got in a full-blown argument about that this weekend.
Why?
Because the little girl, the video.
Oh, about being a slave?
No, the little girl.
You know what I'm saying? But locally. She said something, she was a slave. Yeah.
So he didn't want me to get this look. He didn't want to be the one whose parent
outed that out.
Her.
Oh.
And I was like, no, fuck that.
He know the girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
She goes to school with him. They in classes together.
Oh.
So he didn't want to be the one who it fell back on. It's like, oh, it was his mama that put the video on
it
Facebook.
It ain't enough black people in there to have his back?
I don't know. But see, and that goes to show, like, they don't understand. Because he didn't understand why it was so bad what she did. And I was like, how can you be my child and not understand why this is so bad?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because I ain't never made you watch Roots. Now you got to watch Roots. But anyway, it was just like the traumatizing slavery stuff. Like, I don't want to watch that no more.
I watch Roots before I watch a movie like 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah. Once. One and done.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Because Roots was more of his family story with no white savior, if I can remember. But 12 Years a Slave had a white savior that wasn't in the original story.
This little motherfucker told me I made up Kunta Kinte.
Who?
My child.
Why did he say
I was
you
in
made-
the car telling him that. He was like, really? They cut off his foot? Really? I was like, nigga, I'm about to put you out.
He don't, but I want to do, well, I guess they don't teach that stuff in.
No.
In school.
They don't teach it no more. I watched Roots in my social studies class.
But not even Roots, like just how bad they did people in slavery.
Oh, yeah. They don't teach that no more.
Yeah. So you have to teach that at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Just like credit. You got to teach them how to write a check.
No, they teach that now.
What?
He took that first semester of credit. This year. They took a class where they learned about life insurance and credit and how to write checks.
Well, so we now did they that teach that. Home economics. But I thought they act like they don't have that in school. So that was your number two?
Yeah. I just can't do no more of the slavery stuff no more. Roots, one and done. Even though when they redid it a few years ago, I did watch that.
Didn't you say you liked that show, The Underground?
I did.
Oh. But you ain't like Roots. Yeah.
But then again, one and done.
Ah, true.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm not going to go back and be like, oh, I'm looking for something to watch. Let's watch these niggas get beat on Underground again.
Did
like,
you watch that show? And it, I think they canceled it after that one season. It was about the girl going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
Oh, I cannot remember. I know it was on Hulu.
A sci-fi slave show. That was crazy.
That was good, though.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they need to bring that back so we can get a resolution. I think they made that a book. I think it was a book first.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But yeah. That's
so,
my two.
What do you think my number one is?
Is it the same as mine?
Probably.
Go for it.
You say it. See if you can guess.
Beloved.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hell no. I've never even seen that.
Don't watch it.
Isn't there some voodoo sex type shit going on in that?
God.
My number one is better than yours, I think.
Okay.
My number one is Get Out.
Really?
Yes.
Get Out was scary to you?
It's not. So it's like the whole movie, it's just a whole bunch of tension. And if you like, I think I only watched it one time, really. But I picked up on all of the little stuff the whole way. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think I got to the movies late to see it. But I remember there was a car stop.
Mm-hmm.
by the police. And the, like the little stuff the policeman was saying, like if you ever have to like live through that, it's like a whole bunch of anxiety that you get in that situation. The girlfriend, the way she was acting, just anxiety. The dude running at you full speed and then just turning, just weird anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The white man, you having that weird ass conversation, you saying I would have voted for Obama about a third time.
Mm-hmm.
That shit.
Yeah.
What okay. else? The white woman grabbing your arm and telling how thick you are, whatever. Anxiety. It's just weird yeah. anxiety.
Which kind of goes back to like selling books.
Yeah, that movie was just a whole anxiety laden movie.
And what's the one that worked in the house?
The lady, yeah.
Yeah. No.
That one. Yep. Not to mention his homeboy the dude that he knew from the city. That was the part that I missed at the beginning because it was saying that he was missing.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the very beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did watch it again to see that. But that movie, I can't watch that movie again. Get Out was a movie that I can't watch again just because of the racial undertone. They did a good job of doing that though. The racial undertones and societal stuff and all of that. So that's my number one. What's your number
very
one?
Very well written movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And acted.
Well, we've already said twice Beloved. What my number one. My number one is Beloved.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember
Megan Good was in that.
No.
Okay.
Beloved came out in 97 or 98. I didn't watch it in real time. I remember watching it on cable, stolen cable, because we finally convinced my mama to steal some cable.
It was on TNT?
It was on something. When we started stealing cable, we had all the channels, so it was on the movie channel. But this was like I grew up in the country, so we had a satellite, and you could get that card to put into your box, and the card gave you all the channels. But anyway.
Thandie Newton.
Me and my homeboy, and she played the fuck out of that role.
Her name is something else now.
We,
oh, she just spelled it different.
We was watching it, and I remember being so traumatized. I watched this movie at night, and but I forgot what happened. I knew I wanted it to be on my list, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it tonight just so I can refresh myself on what happened so I could talk about it.
Hmm.
And when I watched it back then, I didn't realize.
You. The Hank rolled you that night?
I wish I got rolled last night, but no, unfortunately, no.
Hey, yo.
I didn't realize how close to slavery this movie was. Like, I knew she had that Timberland tree on her back, but I didn't realize how close to slavery it was. Like, she was literally running away. Like, she had just escaped slavery.
Yeah.
So, it was just, there was a ghost in the house.
Yeah.
The ghost was actually her daughter, though.
What?
Yeah.
Like, a daughter she got aborted?
No. You find that out later in the movie. She killed her.
Oh, before she left for the Civil War?
Mm-mm. So her masters, her slave masters, found out where she was at, and they came to get the kids, because technically the kids belonged to them, because she had the kids while she was on the plantation. So they came back to get the kids. When she saw them coming, she took the kids into a shed, and she started offing them. She started offing their ass. Like, two of them she hit on the head with a shovel. They thought they were dead, but they didn't die. And the third one, she took a saw and slit her neck. So that one was dead. That was the ghost that was in the house the whole time. So they go to the fair. They come back home. There's a girl, a woman, in the front yard. It's the goddamn baby. It's the baby she killed in grown woman form. But she was a baby, but she was a grown up. Like, she couldn't walk. She couldn't go to the bathroom by herself. She couldn't eat. She was a baby, but she was a grown woman.
Who played that?
That was Thandie. That was Thandie Newton. That's why she was making all them faces in the movie, because she was a baby.
Was that the movie where she said something about somebody touching
her on the inside part? Yes. Her mama boyfriend. She was like, I want you to touch me on the inside part. And she raised up her dress, and you can see her hairy bush. And she's like, touch me on the inside part.
Was it
part.
A real bush?
It was the real thing.
You see, did she have a prominent clitoris?
No.
Oh.
It was all covered in hair.
Oh. So Danny looked like she have a prominent clitoris.
I could see that.
You couldn't see that. Apparently.
So touch me on the inside part, which he did. He obliged.
Okay.
She got pregnant. So now the baby is having a baby. Oh my God.
Brenda's got a baby.
The movie is crazy. So the all the ladies in the community,
place with style and grace. Allow me, oh, my bad.
Came to pray. They stood out in front of the house. And they was weeping. They was praying like that old. Well, you ain't grew up in the Baptist church, so you don't know that old school praying where the women are literally weeping mm-hmm. and crying out to God. So they prayed the baby away, the grown woman baby. She just disappeared. Now the baby gone. Not Oprah Winfrey, the mama. She having a breakdown.
So Oprah Winfrey turned into the... So Oprah Winfrey was the mama the whole time?
Yeah, she was the mama the whole time.
Oh, she was a slave.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the Timberland tree on the back.
Okay.
Which is where they was whooping her.
Okay, yeah, please explain that.
Yeah. Anyway, now she can't do shit. Like, she having this nervous breakdown where all she can do is just sit up in the house. It was just a lot.
Now I see why I got a 6 out of 10 out on the IMDb.
It was a lot because they was like, the grandma is the baby. Not really, that's social media. But anyway, the baby came back as an adult, but the baby was haunting the house. She had 2 sons at the beginning of the movie. They ran away because they couldn't deal with the ghost. And it was just like, they knew the ghost was there.
So
when Danny Glover character showed up, she was just like, oh yeah, we got a ghost. Come on in the house.
I wonder if you can't watch this movie again because it was so bad.
I think it was, for me, it was traumatizing as a teenager watching it. As an adult who understands what I do now about like spirituality and ancestors, it wasn't as bad.
This is just
outrageous. Yeah. Because I do believe that you can talk to your ancestors. I do talk to mine often.
Do they talk back?
Yeah.
What they say?
When they wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just can't go back to sleep, it's them.
Or maybe you need melatonin.
No.
What time you went to sleep?
Normal time.
What is normal time? Tell me.
11-ish.
You only need 5 hours. That's your circadian rhythm.
That's my circadian great grandmother, okay?
All right. That was her last name. Well, they called her Sadie.
But yeah, that movie was just like, now I understand why I didn't watch it again. It was a lot. Mm. It was a lot. And then you got the slavery thing going.
Mm-hmm. Give me a couple honorable mentions before we get out of here. Because I'll never watch that shit.
Rosewood.
Mmm.
Another slavey movie.
That's a movie though. If it's on, I might watch it just a little bit. But yeah, that's not slavery though. Rosewood was
it was
1920s.
Right after slavery, yeah. Like for Colored Girls.
Oh yeah.
Which I was trying to put together or piece together, like Kimberly Elise. Why are you always in the damn movies that I can't watch another again? She always in a movie being abused, because she played Oprah's daughter.
Mm. I bet you could watch her. What you call it again?
What, Set It Off?
No.
Oh, what?
The Tyler Perry, the first one. Charles.
Oh, yeah. But she still got abused in that.
She did.
But however, she was in another movie. That was I Can Do It By Myself. What was the other one? Oh, she was in something else where her dad was abusing her. Her stepdad was abusing her. Somebody is at home yelling at the screen right now.
Not me, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
For Colored Girls. So, of course, you know, mm-hmm. Micah either threw her kids out the window in that.
Mm. Oh, then was her kids?
Yeah.
Was they dating?
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't his kids, though, was it?
No. Uh-uh. That whole movie was like, Tyler just didn't want to see the women happy.
Was that? Wasn't that based on a book?
It was.
So but, that ain't his fault.
But, I mean, he produced it. I'm just saying.
He didn't write the book.
He still don't like to see women happy. But anyway, I love Tyler. I love his stuff. I'm going to always support.
Madea look happy.
She the only happy woman in all his movies. All the women got to suffer first.
Everybody got to suffer
Every
first.
Every movie the women got to suffer.
What's a movie that people don't suffer first?
I don't know.
Exactly. There isn't one. Don't nobody want to see no happy ass movie the
but
whole
comedy.
Way through.
But comedy. Because his movies are comedy, but the women still suffer. He had Rudy selling pussy.
I mean, the price of pussy. So what's the market value was going on around there.
But yeah, for Colored Girls, because everybody, when they think about it, they just think about, oh, you the one doing the bending. But yeah, I remember a scene, because I only watched that once. That's one I can only see once. I remember a scene where somebody was going to get an abortion. And they was, this was back in the day. Well, it wasn't even back in the day. Like, she had to get this abortion this way with the hanger. Like, you didn't have to do that.
Maybe it was illegal then. Mm. What movie was that?
For Color Girls. Where, if I'm not mistaken.
What city was that in?
New York.
Oh, I'm pretty sure New York had had abortion. Yes, I don't really know. I don't know about the abortion thing in New York. So, yeah, that was outrageous, the coat hanger. Maybe she ain't had $327.
It ain't worth a soul.
Yeah. Oh, she died?
No, I'm talking about the song.
That's the song that was in the movie?
Common. Yeah. 320, whatever he said, ain't worth your soul. He kept repeating the number. And I think he said $327 ain't worth your soul. $327 ain't worth your soul.
That was, that's just a random Common song?
That's how I met Common. And I can't even remember the name of the song, but that's how I met him.
Well.
Before Kanye.
You got any more?
Oh, what was the last one? Blair Witch Project. And it was because it was scary and bad.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I only watched that once.
I don't think it had like an ending.
Mine is Lovecraft Country. And only because I feel like they resolved everything. Like, it wasn't too deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of social media, all of like the cultural references, that, you know, like,
it made it more important.
Well, not made it more important, but they're kind of like, well, what they meant, like, with this picture, like, when they were standing here in this shot, it was supposed to be, you know, it mirrored this picture. They was doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you ain't really had to go back and find it yourself. And then the historic stuff or whatever. So
it was kind of traumatizing. Kind of. In a good way. I don't need to see it again. None of it.
Definitely not the gay sex.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was it. But yeah, it was a good...
People wanted more, but it was based on a book.
Yeah, and they told all of it. Yeah, and then she had this other stuff that she was going to do that was outrageous, allegedly. So, yeah. But anyway, that was our most... What are the things that we only could watch once? If y'all have some, email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. I don't have any more. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Anyway, Amy, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's A-M-Y, the number 22. A-M-Y-S, the number 22. C-E-N-T-S.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know. I'm going to tell everybody. You better stop.
I got something to do.
I'm going to tell everybody.
Tell everybody what?
What kind of foolishness you got going on.
I got something to do after this. So
I'm going to spill the beans. Man, bye.
Gonna be spilling, all right.
It's your boy, Beezy.
It's your girl, Amy.
And we out. Those who have